Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Heard about Anchor. It is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your own phone or computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more podcast platforms. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Guys, if you can believe it or not, the football season is right around the corner. And with the football season being right around the corner, that means one thing and one thing only. Fantasy football season is, well, it's fantasy football season's here. And who better to talk to? It's like I say in my bios, who better to talk to about fantasy football than from Rogers Sports and up here in Canada, along with myself, Andy McNamara. Andy, welcome back to the podcast. How are we feeling today?
Oh, great. Feeling good, man. Feeling good. Congrats again on episode 100. I know we're at 102. You'll be at 200 before you know it. But this is an exciting time of year, right? This is football season creeping up, fantasy football drafts. Like, this is the sweet spot. This is just that little anxious lull. It's sort of like that, you know, that week before Christmas. It's not quite here, but it's almost here, and you can feel it. So I'm pretty excited.
Exactly. It's like that time of year, you know, you're buying your gifts. You're at the mall. You're, like, shopping around trying to get the perfect gift for everyone in your family. That's what this is about. It's all about the preparation right now. We got preseason football on the airways now. It's just – oh, it's just that, like, I don't know why, but, like, seeing preseason football just made me all feel like, this is going to sound weird, but it's like a warm and fuzzy feeling of, like, we didn't have this last year, now we have it back.
Yeah, it's back. Like, it's a new appreciation for awful preseason football, which it came back as being awful preseason football, just like we remembered it, right? It's not good games. It's just you see the jerseys. You see some of the players. You see those guys in the overreaction. Positive or negative, right? That's the fun part. Projections, who's going to be a riser, faller, and all that. So it just gets, it's all in full swing now.
It's kind of like, you know how I feel like every town, I know at least for us in Ontario, we have it where, you know, you have like that one bad Chinese spot you go to, but you just absolutely love it every time you eat. That's the NFL preseason in a nutshell, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. There's like, maybe I shouldn't eat here, but it's so good. Yeah, okay, I'm going back. Same with the preseason. It's like, this is not good football. I could be doing many other things with my life right now, but damn it, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to watch four quarters of majority of players that will not be in the league come a couple weeks from now.
No, exactly, 100%. Because, like, as we record this on August 19th, it's today's literally 3 weeks away from that first kickoff. And even too, I'm not a Cowboy fan. I'm not a Buck fan. But I'll watch that game. Like, it's just, you're going to see it on, and it's just like, it just feels right. It's like it's a naturally good feeling.
Yeah, it really is. And now we're going to see also how teams use the one fewer preseason game, because now you only have three, of course, right? When is the dress rehearsal game the second game? Is it the third? How does that sort of go into things? And then, of course, you know, injuries pop up, and then someone takes up. Like, there's going to be a lot of storylines between now and the start of the season.
100%. And obviously, because, like, the main reason why you're here is fantasy football. And when you bring up injuries, it brings me up to this time 2 years ago. I remember it was a Sunday, I think 2 weeks before kickoff, and I had a draft. The night before was literally the night where Andrew Luck abruptly retired and Lamar Miller tore his ACL. So it was just, like, the commissioner was – he was actually upset because he was like, man, I wanted that because you want the chaos of everyone doing there. And I'm like, you literally dodged a bullet. Because, like, imagine if someone had drafted Andrew Luck and it just turns out, yeah, no, he's retired. You have to go find a new quarterback. So that's where the fantasy football aspect comes in too.
Well, and that's why I always preach. I know we get excited to have our fantasy drafts. You want to have it as soon as possible because it's exciting and you're pumped up. I get it. I understand. However, there is something to be said for waiting. And I always advise, wait until after the final preseason game. Just wait. Just trust me. Just wait. Because it's not just the game. It's the practices leading up to it. It's training camp. It's somebody tweaks a hammy and something changes and this and that. So just try to wait. It will pay off for you. It's going to be tough, but it will pay off if you just wait to have that draft as long as possible until after that final preseason game.
No, 100%. Because like usually the earliest I like to draft is like the like that, because this year obviously we have the weird buffer where like the last week of August is technically the first week of September. I always love to wait till then, like right around Labor Day weekend, either just before or just after. That's the perfect sweet spot. Well, for now, for this year especially too, the rosters are going to be set. You're going to know who you're drafting, and something freak may come up, or worst case scenario, a player changes teams just because of injuries and needs it elsewhere.
Yeah. And that's it. Are there trades? And also for just like quarterback situations, let's take New England, for example. Well, is it going to be Mac Jones or Cam Newton? And if it is Cam Newton, how confident are we that it's going to stay Cam Newton, and for how long, right? You look at that, the Deshaun Watson saga continues with the FBI being involved. Is that like, I'm out of the Houston Texans, even with Deshaun Watson, there's not a lot of fantasy meat on the bone. You take Deshaun Watson fully out of that conversation, like, Griff, I'm telling you, like, there is not one player, not one, on the Houston Texans that I would want as my first starter. Like, my WR1, RB1, TE1, QB1, defense, nothing. There's nothing I want with the Houston Texans.
Oh, the fire, the passion, I love it. I love it. No, you're right, though. There's no one from – there's, like, certain teams where I'm like, there's no one really I like here. Like, even the Detroit Lions. Like, I know they're not going to be the best team this year, but there's still some meat on the bone there for fantasy. And even to the New York Jets, obviously, they had the horrible loss of Carl Lawson earlier today. But yeah,
I like the loss.
I like Lawson, too, but – and especially because he's, like, their first proper defensive edge player they've had in, like, 20 years.
I know. Oh, too bad. Right, like, tough break.
But they have one running back who I love that you could probably get later on in your drafts, and that's Michael Carter. I think he's going to get bulk of the carries. And even, too, like Corey Davis is going to still have chances to shine and everything. But that's a thing. That's the reason why I love like the fact that I've discovered more prospect podcasts and like advice like you give, like you've been doing every day, where you both give great fantasy advice, make me crave Domino's pizza. You basically just go into it knowing like, hey, look, you got to be not only do you just draft the player for the sake of drafting him, you have to be smart about it. Like, that's why I feel like this year with a guy like Saquon Barkley, everyone's a little cautious just because you don't know what to expect coming off the torn ACL, especially in a running back.
Well, and it's not just one. A lot of guys get injured and it's like, okay, this is back-to-back years. This is back-to-back years for somebody that in those back-to-back years, you have invested serious fantasy draft capital in. Like, last year, Saquon Barkley and Christian McCaffrey went 1-2 to a man in almost every fantasy draft that I ever heard of. And both guys were gone. For Saquon, though, it was the second season in a row. So I'm fine looking at Christian McCaffrey again as the first overall pick in a draft. Saquon, I can't do it. I can't. Now, it might happen that Saquon stays healthy, stays on the field full 17 games this year, and, well, he goes off and gets like 2,000 yards. Okay, well, you know what? Good. I'm glad, because then I will be comfortable drafting him next year. I cannot spend, personally, a first-round pick. Like, I was thinking this over. Where would I draft Saquon Barkley? And I came to the conclusion, with the risk, I don't care if I was picking 12 in a 12-team league and he was on the board and that was my pick. I wouldn't do it. I would take somebody else. I would try to go a different direction and not take Saquon Barkley. And the only way it would be is if it was, you know, in the second round. If I'm in the middle of the second round and he's there and I've already made a pick, that's like, well, okay, that's tremendous value. But he's not getting out of the first round. And it's certainly a gamble. Could pay off, but it's a gamble.
No, 100%, because it's one of those things where, look, it's a high-risk, high-reward pick. Like, you even have guys, too, you could grab on later, like your beloved Nick Chubb. Jonathan Taylor is going to be another great running back again in the first round. Obviously, you have Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara. But him and Zeke, even, it's just that weird, awkward spot where, hey, it could pay off, but it could not. I'm only saying Zeke because of the drop issues. But you just have so many – that's the thing about fantasy. You just have to, like, think about it, like where it's all this like stuff. And there's one player I've been seeing, because like obviously if you remember last year, Clyde Edwards-Helaire had a lot of hype coming out of LSU. He was going in first rounds. I feel like Najee Harris is that this year, but I know you're probably going to love this because you hate the Steelers, but I don't buy into the first round RB1 hype for him. I would think more of like an RB2 or 3 just because I don't trust that Steelers O-line because of how dismantled it's been.
No, that's a great point on the offensive line. Four new starters.
Yeah.
Four new, and we're not talking about four new starters and you're getting better. These are four starters and on paper getting worse with a pushing 39-year-old Ben Roethlisberger who had to throw the ball so much, which was incredibly stupid by the offensive coordinator in thinking, with his surgically repaired elbow. Now, we have to remember, too, Steelers started 11-0, then his arm started getting tired and fell off, and then my Browns put the boots to them two times in consecutive weeks, which, oh, feels so good. I still have that gif. If ever I'm feeling a little down, I just type in Ben Roethlisberger tears. And I see that close-up of a tear running down his face after the Browns beat him. And Griff, I got to tell you, feels so good. Love it. But like, to get back to your point on like Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Najee Harris. So last year, Helaire was, and especially after Damian Williams opted out, that's when for COVID, that's when his value really soared. First half of the year, dude was an RB1. He was going, and then, you know, hit a bit of a rookie wall, started passing more. For the Steelers, I would say for Najee Harris, I do have him finishing as an RB1, but like right at the end. In my Sportsnet.ca rankings, I believe I had him at 12, so like right at the end. So I'm with you on the first round pick. Now, if you're in a 12-team redraft, and we take sort of that stipulation, the one thing we have to remember, though, is there are so many committees. So many, like even new committees formed. James Robinson last year, who nobody knew about, of course, in Jacksonville. Well, now you had Travis Etienne. We can't confidently say one or the other is an RB1. We can't, because they're going to be splitting it. Josh Jacobs with the Raiders. Well, you bring in Kenyon Drake on a two-year multi-million dollar contract. They're going to be using him in some regard. Now we have to downgrade both those guys. Neither of those ones you can count on as an RB1. So right there alone, we've cut out two bona fide running back ones in an already thin group. So by that alone, you have to look at in your fantasy draft where you're drafting, which running backs are on the board, and if you decide to go in a different direction other than running back in the first round, depending where you're drafting, where do you draft in round two, and who do you anticipate being available there? Because really, you might have to reach on someone like Najee Harris so you don't end up in a full-blown committee mode. Because even if the Steelers' offensive line isn't that good, if they're going to run the football, it's going to Najee Harris. You know that. If it's like Buffalo, for example, well, if you're at the goal line and you're going to run it, is it going to Zach Moss? Is it going to Devin Singletary? Is Josh Allen himself running it? Big Ben's not running. He is not running into the end zone. So if it's going to run, it's going to Najee Harris. So there is some value in that to keep in mind. But yeah, I'm not expecting some blow away 2,000-yard rookie campaign from Najee Harris behind that offensive line.
No, that's what I meant more or less. Like, I still would take him like latter half for like, even like if you're in a 12-team league, yeah, if he's there at 11 or 12, grab him. But like, I'm not saying don't go top five with him, or like, because I saw Edwards-Helaire last year was going top 10.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, in one of my leagues, I took Helaire, I think, it was either the 7 or 8 spot, because the running backs were just zipping off, and I thought, man. And for the first half and a bit of the season, it paid off, and then I had to sort of pivot. But, you know, I don't regret it because I got some good first half production out of him. But yeah, it all depends. Where's the run? And that's why you have to know your league as well. Maybe there's a guy, you know, it's like, you know what, this guy's going to take a quarterback in the first round. I know it. He does it every year, no matter what. You know, maybe that's the situation. You have to know your league. You have to know your league mates and sort of the trends that way. And that can help you plan too.
No, 100%, because the one position I notice a lot of trends go with is tight end. Last year, this was after, obviously, George Kittle, Travis Kelce, always usually the first two to go. I got Mark Andrews, and I remember after that, everyone just started going just crazy for the tight ends. Which this year, there is a new one in the mix who, I know a lot of times you don't go tight end high, but I would feel confident going, like, I know a lot of people are high on Kyle Pitts, but I would still go, like, your Kittles, your Kelce's, your Wallers, your Andrews, and then Pitts, because then you guys have like Pitts, you have Hawkinson, you have Noah Fant, Jonnu Smith from the Patriots now is another one I like. But another name I'm going to give you in the tight end market that I really like is Anthony Firkser of the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, Firkser. Now, I always joke because Firkser sounds like a COVID vaccine. It's like you got your Firkser. You know, I don't know why. That makes me laugh. But yeah, the tight end position, I have stood by this and it has helped win me league championships in multiple years. I always maintain number one, I always get myself two tight ends and two quarterbacks, even if it's a redraft league, one quarterback league and all that. I always do because I want the bye week security for both positions and I try to go tight end as high as possible. Depending on where you're, you know, draft. If you're first overall, I'm taking Christian McCaffrey. I'm not taking Travis Kelce. But if you don't, even more so than the running back position that we just talked about, if you don't take a tight end, if you don't get Kelce, Waller, really those are the top two because Kittle's been banged up. If Kittle's healthy, we know the passing game is going to him. So that's a bit of a, it makes you nervous. Right after that, the point fall off is significant, even with the likes of a Mark Andrews, who is still going to give you overall, when you look back on the year, good numbers. He underperformed last year. The passing in Baltimore is way too inconsistent. You're going to get peaks and valleys. I'm bullish on Hawkinson, like you said. And also, I wouldn't forget about Tyler Higbee with the Rams. Better quarterback in Matthew Stafford. No more Gerald Everett. Remember, that was that committee situation. Everett's gone. I think Higbee has a top 5-6 season written all over him. And then sprinkling in, like you said, Kyle Pitts, who, boy, 20 years old, guy has all the intangibles, built, tall, wingspan. The question's going to be, and this is what I hope, is that he is used as a weapon, not as your traditional tight end. I think if you went to somewhere like Denver, where his old man Vic Fangio, and it's 2-a-days, and, you know, goes by the Lombardi playbook because he's ancient, I think Kyle Pitts would be blocking, and that would be a waste. I think in Atlanta, they're more progressive offensively and more new age. And you should be using Kyle Pitts as a weapon. Don't have him block. Hayden Hurst, you can block. You can block. Have at it. That's your job now, bud. Or whoever else is there. You have somebody else. Kyle Pitts needs to be getting you first downs and scoring you touchdowns with his size mismatch. And I believe the success of Calvin Ridley and Kyle Pitts go hand in hand. Because the other wide receiver weapons are non-existent. There's no running game there. You have Mike Davis as the top guy. So if Kyle Pitts can be a distraction and a contributor and progress as the year goes on, that is going to up the value significantly of Calvin Ridley. Because if he doesn't, then you just double-team Calvin Ridley and it's game over. And then his fantasy value drops.
That's why I said Anthony Firkser, because I feel like you're going to – I know the Titans have Julio, they have Derrick Henry, they have A.J., but say there's a situation where both guys are double-teamed, Firkser can just be running down the flat being like, I'm open, like waving his hands like a crazy man. Like, you know, that's why I like the Firkser. Not early, like obviously, but if you need a tight end later on, he's good to have as a tight end too even.
You know what? That would be a case, and I like your thinking on it, where my strategy would be something where I try to get early a Kelce, Waller, Hawkinson, like a true tight end one, right? A true guy who I'm like, I am very confident this guy's going to put up big numbers. And then later, I'm going to try to swing back and get an Anthony Firkser type. Because like you said, the ceiling possibilities are very interesting. At worst, he's going to be the lone passing option, or should be, in that Titans offense when it comes to that position group. So he could be good on a bye week. So that's what I like. I would like to hold him. And then if he pops, like let's say I get, you know, a Waller with my as my first tight end. And then I get Firkser. And Firkser has a great seat. Well, then I not only have myself bye week coverage, I got myself some trade bait. And I can really start to build.
You literally stole the words out of my mouth. I was going to say too, because if he's sitting on your bench and being productive, you can trade him. You can easily get rid of him.
That's it. Right? You do that same with your second quarterback. I try to avoid waiting until just before my bye week and streaming, because what if the options are terrible? So I'll try to focus on later, like I'll get, you know, whoever for my QB1, and then try to look at a Derek Carr type, you know, a Jared Goff type, guys who not nearly as high as the ceiling, but have a good floor, have a stable, like if you're looking at sort of, you know, like DraftKings style points, they'll get you, yeah, 16, 17 points pretty consistently. And they're good enough for a bye week. That's why I always like to have that little extra comfort zone, so I'm not scrambling. Then all of a sudden you look and you're getting like CJ Beathard because the 49ers are banged up and you're hosed.
100%. Like, no, you're exactly right on that. Cause even too, you could probably go out there and grab like one of these rookies, like Zach Wilson, for example, later on. Cause I don't feel like he's going to be going crazy early or anything like that. It's just, that's a thing. You don't want to scramble because then your bye week comes for your starter. And then you're like, yeah, you're dealing with like, let's say, like you said, CJ Beathard or a Joe Flacco or like someone down in the lower tier where you're like writing off the week, which you never, ever want to do. But I want to kind of switch gears here because the next thing I wanted to ask you about, and you brought it up in the 100th episode. I know I'm still going on about it, but it's a very big accomplishment for me.
Absolutely, man. Good for you. Glad of you.
Thank you very much. Here on episode 102 is the UFAFL, because you said in that episode that it's a 53-man team, and that's just something that just it like caught my mind immediately. I saw they sent you to Las Vegas for it. Like, you're just you're living the life. So if you want to go more in on that before we wrap up, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, I'm so excited about this league, Griff. Like, I'm the head of football operations for UFF Sports, Ultimate Franchise Fantasy Sports, which has hockey. We're getting basketball in as well, baseball. We're going to be having, and when I'm on next with you, I'll tell you more about the American Football Legends League, our NFL Legends League. There's so much I'd love to go into right now that we're finalizing. It is going to blow your mind, listeners. Like, blow you away. So wait for that. But in the meantime, the UFAFL, we try to mirror this as the closest thing you can get to running an NFL team. This is where we have, as owners who paid real money, Chris Carter, Michael Vick, boxing champ Bud Crawford as the top first overall pick. Number two pick was, Griff, when I was in Vegas, I talked to the owner of the hotel we were staying at the Circa, Derek Stevens, and he's like, listen, man, I was reading up on this. I want to get in on this. Okay. So he has the second overall pick. He owns three casinos. Then we got, who just bought in, a trio group of Hockey Hall of Famer Martin St. Louis, Brad Richards, and Steven Stamkos. That's to go along with another group of Nick Lewis and Damon Allen, CFL greats, along with just guys who are also in. So it's a great combination of people who are superstars in their own rights versus sort of the everyday man who is committed and feels like they are the best fantasy player. So I'm actually being flown out the 20th to Regina, less exciting, Saskatchewan than Vegas, admittedly. However,
it's your watermelon head.
You know, it's the AO Sports TV, which is Nick Lewis and Damon Allen's concoction, which is going to be super cool as well. Their headquarters based out there. And so we're flying out to do the live first round of the 53-round draft. I said, guys, I love you, but I'm not doing a 53-round show. No, we're doing the first round. We're going to do that live on aosports.tv. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And then it gets right to it. Like, you have to manage the salary cap. $182.5 million. You have to manage the real-life salary cap hits of these players. And it's big money prize pool, high stakes. And we're going to be introducing as well, so follow along on social media, ways that you can get involved through betting, fantasy props, merchandise sales. Oh, the logos are amazing. You guys are going to love the logos. And how to follow along. Going to be very cool. So, yeah, follow up uffsports.com. Or AmericanFootball.UFFSports.com and on social media at UFAFL_UFFS and check out what we're doing.
You know, that just all the names, all the just like the fact too, like obviously they sent you out to Vegas, the fact too, like all these people are like, hey, I'd like to get in on this. And like even to the fact you're getting like guys like Tampa Bay Lightning captain Steven Stamkos and other Hall of Famers like Martin St. Louis, Brad Richards, Toronto Argos legend Damon Allen involved. It just sounds like it's just this new exciting project that's only going to get bigger from here. And I'm, you know what? You're getting me hooked. I'm going to start following along with this thing. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, and there's the other angle of it too, which again, we can talk to, I could go 2 hours with you on it, but it's so in depth. There's the one of one digital athlete NFTs that we're developing, where if you own the NFT, unlike, you know, you see the ones around now where they look cool, but they're just like owning a sport card. This is where we have it developed that the NFT owner earns revenue, that the player attached to it earns revenue based on their fantasy performance on your UFAFL team. And it keeps going, and they play in the Legends League and keep earning. So it's giving the power back to the athletes as well, which is so cool. And the other side of it too is there's a whole scouting angle where you go in and you purchase the fantasy player contracts for college players, and then you sell them to UFAFL teams. Like that's for another day, but that's how, like, otherwise people can get involved. So if you are interested in learning more about the scouting, hit me up at AndyMC81 on Twitter, AndyMC Sports on Instagram, and happy to send you some info on it. It's amazing.
You know what? I sign me up. I would like some info on that. Just like the whole NFT stuff. Like I'm starting to. We'll talk off air about it more. But I love the fact too that like even you're already laying plans. Like, hey, I want to come back on and talk about this because you're always welcome here. We'll have to talk more about the season, and also folks too. I'll be using him when the actual football season starts. Hit Andy up because he helped me a lot last year. And managed to win my first league championship. Not a big deal. And it was great. Like just to have that whole satisfaction there and winning and stuff. But no, just the little tips and tools right here. And even to the videos, I see them on Instagram. I see them on Twitter. It's like I said before, you give me fantasy advice, you make me hungry at like 9 o'clock in the morning. So it's a bit of a win-win combination, I guess, if you will.
Absolutely. Hey, always get yourself some Domino's pizza, man, for sure. And yeah, well, you know what? I'll send you some info on the scouting side. Then you can share it with listeners as well, because that's a real way, as soon as September, that people can get involved. And it's like, Griff, what's so cool is it also, because it's crypto-based with using the Score coin, SEO, it's on the blockchain. I'm new to crypto, so I'm still learning the lingo. But it's on the blockchain. And what that means, everything on the blockchain is tracked, which means you as a scout can keep a live, real resume that you could send to potential teams in the future saying, hey, you know what? That freshman, I knew he was good before it was cool. How do you prove it? Well, I bought him for X amount of dollars on my UFF Sports account as a scout, and I had him there. So you can track your success, and it's live on the blockchain. So I believe, like, we're getting guys signed up from Draft Bible, from Dynasty Nerds, from... Oh, there's another couple places slip my mind, but like big sites that are on Twitter as far as scouting and stuff like that signing on, because they're like, well, so I can make money off of doing what I'm doing already and keep track of it. Okay, you know, that's where this is going.
Man, you got me all like, I'm just, it's like, it's just like conversations like this is why I love doing this podcast and stuff. Because like when two people are talking back and forth, just having a conversation about football, when we're this close, it's just like, oh, get like, let me have at it now. I'll look forward to more info on you, but I don't want to take too much of your time because, like, obviously, like I said before, I know you're a busy man. So I think that's going to do it for here. Andy, thank you once again for coming back on the podcast. We'll definitely have to talk soon, more UFAFL talk as the season goes along, some more fantasy advice, and definitely, I know we didn't get to it today, but we'll definitely have to see how the Browns are doing because I have some big expectations for them this year, because I'm going to say this right now, they're winning the AFC North.
Yeah, let's go. First time since, like, God, when? 89? Oh boy. I'll be intolerable to be around if that happens, I'll tell you that. I hope it's true. I'm with you.
I only gotta deal with that for 1 week, and that's November 14th at Gillette Stadium, so we'll definitely have to chat that ourselves. But yes. You know what? We're that's gonna wrap it up here, folks. But you know what? It's on. Andy, you can be as insufferable as you want because you've waited long enough for that division championship if it happens.
You are so true. So right on that. Absolutely. Well, Griff, can't wait to do it again, buddy.
No problem. Anyway, folks, thank you for listening to episode 102 of YWC Football Talk. See you guys very soon, and thank you once again for listening, and thanks once again to Andy McNamara of Rogers Sportsnet. Have a good one, everybody.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, saythedamnscore.com.